Nolte, CNN segment ridicules Trump supporters as illiterate rubes. By John Nolte on January 28, 2020. In the form of Don Lemon, Rick Wilson, and Wajahat Ali, the unholy trinity of CNN, The New York Times, and Never Trump got together Saturday to mock Trump supporters as illiterate rubes. At first, the only thing notable about the segment was how so much failure was able to fit on a single TV screen. Don Lemon is one of the lowest-rated anchors in all of cable news. Never Trump or Rick Wilson is the far-left media's trained pet. The New York Times' Wajahat Ali is, okay, I don't know who that is. Anyway, it was Saturday night on CNN. So these three probably figured no one is watching anyway, so why the hell not? We join the trio in their favorite position. Besides themselves with outrage, this time over the fact Secretary of State Mike Pompeo stood up for himself against the welfare queens over at NPR. Pompeo asked one of the welfare queens' fake reporters if she could find Ukraine on a map, and this is where our story begins. Don Lemon, the NPR reporter, has a master's degree in European studies from Cambridge University. Also, Pompeo doesn't really say that she couldn't identify Ukraine on a map. He insinuates it's just a petty attempt to put her down, right? Is that what this is? Rick Wilson, of course. Pompeo's just trying to demean her, and obviously, it's false. And, look, he also knows, deep in his heart, that Donald Trump couldn't find Ukraine on a map if you had the letter U in a picture of an actual physical crane next to it. Pompeo knows this is an administration defined by ignorance of the world. And so that's partly him playing to their base and playing to their audience. You know, the credulous boomer rube demo that backs Donald Trump. That wants to think that, this Trump supporter impersonation with Southern accent, Donald Trump's the smart one, and y'all elitists are dumb. Wajahat Ali, Trump supporter impersonation. You elitists with your geography and your maps and your spelling. Wilson, Southern impersonation, your math and your reading. Ali, impersonation, yeah, your reading. You know, your geography, knowing other countries, sipping your latte. Wilson, Southern impersonation, all those lines on the map. Ali, impersonation, only them elitists know where Ukraine is. Sorry, I apologize. Lemon, wiping tears, laughing, oh, my God. Ali, but it was Rick's fault. I blame Rick. But, in all honesty. Lemon, hold on. That was good, sorry. Rick, that was a good one, I needed that. Here's the video. These elites hate us. Hate. Us. And as you can see, CNN is proud of this moment. But I'll bet CNN is still baffled over the fact it can't attract even a million viewers while the President of the United States is on trial. The other thing to remember is that, if given the chance, these people will commit violence against us. This is the same Rick Wilson, the same Gollum in glasses, who called on the GOP elite to put a bullet in Donald Trump, who asked Ann Coulter if Trump pays her extra for anal sex, who calls for lynchings of the fascists who fail to see the eternal wisdom of Rick Wilson. And this is the same Don Lemon who has been credibly accused of sexual misconduct, who openly defends the actions of the left-wing terrorist group Antifa, and who defended the physical harassment of Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, and his wife. Primarily, though, this sorry event is the result of elite frustration over the impeachment hoax imploding, Trump's ongoing roll of successes, and the increase in Trump's approval numbers. The more the elite fail, the more Trump succeeds, and the more Trump's success proves how wrong they were and are about everything, from policy to Trump's competence, the more their hate and bigotry is revealed. In many ways, the Don Lemons, Rick Wilsons, and Wajahat Alice remind me of the resistance in the Deep South against the civil rights movement. I'm talking about the segregationist Democrats in the Deep South who declared themselves the resistance, and who became more hateful, openly bigoted, and violent as the civil rights movement challenged their power and exposed them for who they really are. Whether it's the Deep South in the 50s and 60s, or America today, when Democrats like Lemon, Ali, and Wilson feel their power threatened, feel themselves exposed, they get uglier and uglier. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.